You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, with another episode of The Director's Take. And joining me in studio today is one of my sorors, Lori Leanne, who is the owner of Leanne's Luxury Bridal Boutique. And welcome, Lori. First of all, let me just say, approximately exactly 1 year ago from the day we're actually taping this, because this actually won't air until March. So it's January of 2019, but exactly 1 year ago in 2018, I reached out to Lori because I was doing a photo shoot in honor of my 50th birthday.
It was that long ago.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
You know that.
So I actually reached out to her. We had never met. But I have been following you on Instagram, and I said, I need a dress. I have this vision of this photo shoot. I knew where I wanted to go. I had a photographer, but I didn't have anything to wear. And so I came to you, graciously said, of course, yes, come by.
Yes, always.
And I went by I don't want to call it a shop. I want to call it a boutique.
Okay.
And walked in and was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And you were just so, you were loving, you were just like, whatever you need, I found the dress. You were like, do you want the earrings? I mean, I just felt like on top of the world. So I know if that's the way you treat your clients, I mean, I already know your business is going to be successful because you got the right heart, you got the right spirit.
Oh,
I mean, you got
a
great support system. And so I was just so impressed. And then to find out you're the same age as my older son, I'm just like, wow, you're young and just, I'm just so proud of you. I know that sounds so parental, but I'm proud of all that you're doing. And I'm honored that you would feel it not a waste, be a waste of time to come on the show. So I want you to have the opportunity to share, introduce, how you got started. You know, some of you, I already know some of this, but for the, those listeners, I want you to let them know how you even got started in this industry, bridal industry. I know that when it happened, but it reminds me of me because I got started with the bridal industry, early in life and reading wedding magazines and the dresses. And anyway,
yes,
I'm
like
blabbering.
All girls.
Yes. Well, some, but yeah. So I want to give the listeners opportunity to introduce yourself again, how you started, how you got started in the bridal fashions and how you opened Leanne's, et cetera, et cetera. So share.
Okay. So where do I start? You want to know how I began Leanne's?
Yes.
So, I actually really stumbled upon the bridal world. That's what I always tell people. I was at Grand Valley State University, studying advertising and communications. And honestly, I just needed a job. So one of my sorors, actually, she was the assistant manager at a local mom and pop bridal shop. So, I told her I needed a job. She immediately hired me. Like, of course, I know you. You'll be great. Blah, blah, blah. But basically, it all sums up to that I found the job that I actually love doing every day. You know how when we're in our careers and we're working, like, nobody actually likes to go to work sometimes, like, or it's like a hassle or something like that. But when I got into bridal, I absolutely loved it. And then it goes back to the childhood thing. Like, yes, I used to do the dress up. Yes, I used to watch Say Yes to the Dress. Yes, I loved all the girly things, but you never think that you're really going to end up there, or, you know, like, I'm in college for something corporate and corporate is going to be what it's supposed to be. And you don't necessarily think that you're going to, like, stumble upon your dream, but it really was like a stumble. And I just love the whole feel of bridal, from putting the girls on the dresses to the stock coming in and seeing the new stuff and seeing all the different bodies and silhouettes, no matter if you're tiny, big, tall, small, like dresses look so different on different people. And then, like, when you see a dress on somebody that it looks good on, you're like, oh, that, like, I've seen it on a million different bodies, but on your body, it looks the best. Like, I tell people all the time, when stuff looks better on me, my sorority sisters, when they wear some dresses, I'm like, girl, you should have wore that dress before I wore it for my birthday, because it looks way better on you.
Wow.
But yes.
So, but you, so from that mom and pop store.
Oh, yes.
You went to.
See, it's long
okay.
story.
No, it's okay.
From the mom and pop store. So this is where my boyfriend comes in. I had, you know how you talk to your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah. I love this job. And I was coming upon graduation, actually.
Okay.
And I was trying to think about what, you know, that decision, what you're going to do after graduation. So I had another idea of a business, because I don't know, maybe I'm just business minded. I had another idea of a business that I wanted to open it, but it wasn't, it was something very gimmicky, like had nothing to do with my
Bright.
Passion or love or okay. pride or anything. It was like a convenience store, like a delivery convenience store. So my boyfriend's like, why don't you just do what you love? Like, why don't you just open that? And I was like, oh, and maybe it never came to me because the bridal thing is so big. And
yes.
so, like, I have to have a store. It's just so much work. So maybe that's why I didn't think about it. But once he said that, I'm like, yeah, I can Google that just as much as I Google
right.
the other thing. So then I just did it. Graduation was approaching. I told my dad and my mom and my friends that's what I was doing.
Yes.
People didn't believe me at first. It was like far hitched. Like, you know, are you really about to buckle down and do this? Or
yes.
how are you going to do this? And I just decided that that was next.
You
and
did.
I did it.
You did it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how did you come about deciding the designers that? Because you are different as far as.
Actually, I only carry Leanne. So I partner
right.
one-on-one with the manufacturer. So I only carry all designs that basically I'm a part of.
So it's couture, right?
Basically, like
yeah.
one-on-one with my manufacturer. I talk to my lady and we figure out stuff for the shop that I need next.
Yes, I love it. So yes. Where are you located?
I'm located in Detroit, Michigan, in the Grandmont Rosedale community, right on Grand River between Southfield Road and Otter Drive. Yes. Another big push is that I love the city of Detroit and I would never have my business anywhere else. I'm a native. I grew up there. Even though, like, you know, it has its stereotypes and all that stuff, like, mm-hmm. I stand more so for the betterment of the community. So I would rather, like, be a part of the help instead of, like, not doing anything at all.
Absolutely. So how does one, or how do you attract your brides?
See, honestly, okay, we all know it's the age of social media
yes.
and stuff like that. But then it is a lot of word of mouth, like my loving friends, my loving family, people who found me on social media who end up becoming family, then my brides who end up, like, all word of mouth. I think, like you said, like, of course it just happens naturally, but my personality, I am loving and I am,
yes,
I do care,
are. Yes.
like, to make sure that everything is right or whatever. So I think that transpires over and then people start to tell people that and then they want to see and then I don't know.
Goes from there.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So what does take us through a typical shopping experience at Leanne's? So I'm the client and I contact you. Obviously, I book an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And so take me through the experience when I come in. And because do you do any like pre-qualifying when, you know, a client calls? Do you do any like pre-qualifying questions?
Not necessarily. I try to keep it pretty lighthearted. I
okay.
mean, if they start telling me and I want to have more ideas of what they're looking for, then yeah. But for the most part, you book your appointment, you come in, we basically go through a consultation. We do serve wine or water or whatever, so you could be sipping on your wine while we're going through our consultation.
Okay.
And I'm just asking about your vision, honestly. And then I just go from there. I start pulling. I try to, like, really connect and feel your heart. I feel like if you tell me what you're looking for, I'm going to honestly show you what I have
right.
that's similar to that. So pretty easy going.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too much to it.
Right. That I know that was my experience when I came in. You kind of just zoned right in. I think the second dress or was it the first dress?
It was like the first or the second because you never know until you try it on.
Right.
So what's the point of us talking? Like, because girls, from my experience working in bridal before the mom and pop and then I worked at another shop, mm-hmm. like, you don't know what's going to look good on you,
no, you
or
don't.
Even what you love or what you like until you try it on. Some people have these whole ideas and then walk out with something different. Like they
totally.
Yeah. So.
Right.
Just try stuff on.
So in regards to your Leanne's designs, so
mm-hmm.
how does one know that you're going to have maybe something that I mean, because you don't have a catalog yet.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I have like little stuff online
right.
or social media or stuff like that. Basically, because as a picker, I try to get a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Honestly, so I'm going to have something similar. And because the way I listen to my brides and what details you're telling me, I can show you that in a dress. And also, everything is customizable. So yes. I can show you all the customizable stuff because I work one-on-one with my designer. So
that's right.
Anything can be anything, honestly.
And so what is the lead times? Because you are couture, and so mm-hmm. what you have in the shop isn't like I can purchase and walk out with
unless it's like an extreme emergency, you want to purchase a discount sample because a wedding is a week away. Sometimes right. that happens in the bridal industry, but
okay.
Yeah, but the lead time is about 6 to 7 months. So okay. not horribly long, but still like within a year before your wedding, you
sure.
should start.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but that's typical.
That's normal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's typical. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you've expanded a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you've gone a little beyond
6 to 7 months for bridal. Sorry.
For bridal. No, yes. no problem. So, but you've gone beyond just bridal fashion mm-hmm. now, because I know you did a bridal show back in the fall. So tell us what else you have.
Right now we have bridal, we have special occasion, we have bridesmaids, and a little bit of prom.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. I've been eyeing a couple of those on social media. So,
yes. I love this special occasion. Isn't it so fun?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yes. So beautiful. So how is business? Are you busy? Are you?
Yes.
I mean, this is a busy season for you right now, right?
Yes. It's coming along. Like, it's coming up to the business, the busy season. But it has been fun. I'm super busy. Okay. My numbers are good.
Good.
Like, yes. I'm surprised. Like, I feel like it's still very new. You know, like, I'm only a year old. So it's like surprising. Like, oh, I really did do okay for a first new business.
Wow. So you're only, I don't know why I thought you were 2 years. That mm-hmm. was your first year? 2018 was your first year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So are you even thinking about expanding? I mean, are you outgrowing your space?
A little. I just keep on putting on more racks.
Okay.
A little, but I love my space. Like, and I put so much work. You've seen my space.
Yes.
I put so much work into it. So I'm going to try to stay there as much. And I love the community that I'm in.
Right.
Like, for me to get bigger, you know, you got to make smart moves. So for me to go somewhere super bigger, I think it'll be somewhere down the line.
Absolutely. Or maybe you just get a second location.
Exactly. Oh, everybody wants me to do that. I want to be like Kleinfeld's, only one.
Only one. Uh-huh. I love it. Yep. And so for those who are listening, she really does have a unique space. I mean, it's like a runway style
mm-hmm.
and it's very intimate. You're the only client there because mm-hmm. it is by appointment only. And it really is just a very nice, quaint area. And you also add the option in letting individuals have private events there.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
cause we had a couple events and one coming up this March.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. So I know because I thought about doing something there. I love supporting other Black businesses.
Yes.
You
always.
Know, so I'm always like, oh, what can I plan to have something here? This is so It's so cute. It's
yes.
so nice. Yeah.
And it's kind of like already designed for
it's
you.
It's already designed. Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't need any decor. Just come in and beautiful. So tell us a little bit, just for those who are listening, and, you know, this whole podcast is really to help those who are, you know, in the midst of planning and, you know, at whatever stage, you know, depending on who the bride is, sometimes they do the bridal fashion first
mm-hmm,
and some
mm-hmm.
wait because they haven't
some
found anything. So what kind of advice or cost saving tips could you give some listeners who are in the process of planning and they're not really sure which way to go or where to start with picking even their bridal fashion?
Just to begin, I know, like, even when I first started, I'm like a year out. Is that longer when I first started in the industry? Really, like, 10 to 12 months just to be safe because things happen, like your body changes. So what if you got to order a new dress? I mean, people are human. Manufacturers are human. So sometimes dresses come in with defects. So what if you have to send a dress back? What if your flower girl changes? Like, there's so many different things that you want to leave room for and eliminate, like, spending unnecessary money if you don't have time. And now you have to pay an extra rush fee on something to hurry up and quick get it here. So really, like, my best brides have, like, their weddings are just coming up this June. And they contacted me early on when I first kind of open, and we're just wrapping up with all their stuff, like with their big old bridal parties. And, you know, bridesmaids don't always want to pay all the time. No shade to bridesmaids,
no.
But you know how the industry gets.
Yes.
So, I mean, just 10 to 11 months to jump in there. Jump in there with you, and then next, jump in there with your bridesmaids just to get them in some dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You got it in your head. You got to pick. They know the date that they have to pay. You know that, like, just to start.
Gotcha.
Don't wait until the 7th month, and then now you guys have 5 to 6 months to try, you know,
right, fit yeah. it all in. Mm-hmm. But for those, I know a couple who just got engaged, and I'm just, and I'm going to refer them to you. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they, you know, it's, but they just got engaged and they're getting married in August. So you're talking 8 months.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a lot. It can, it's doable. I'm sure. Like magical, impossible. Everything can happen.
Okay.
But you have to be on it.
Okay.
And you, like, you know, you have to be on it. You have to be serious and it's done.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So tell me what a typical, and I understand if you don't want to give a price list, but mm-hmm. can you tell me what's the average cost a bride might spend at, in your boutique? What's the range of bride and bridesmaids now?
Okay. So I try to keep my prices very affordable. But so my cheapest one is probably like $550. So again, very affordable. And even I have a short one that's like $350.
Okay.
So my cheapest, and then special, I'll go into that. Anyways, my cheapest bridal would be $350 or $550 if we're including the short. And then my most expensive is only $1,500. So I haven't gone over that $1,500 point
okay.
yet. I try to keep it really affordable.
Okay.
And then for bridesmaids dresses, they are on average $155 at my cheapest, but then I find a lot these days that a lot of brides want their bridesmaids in special occasion gowns. Mm-hmm. So then it could be anywhere from $150 to $180
Got
or
it.
$185.
Do you by chance specialize, you know, the new thing, and we talked about the different body styles,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the new thing with bridal parties, especially the girls, is giving them the different dresses that have the different tops or the different styles
mm-hmm,
for the different body
mm-hmm.
shapes.
That works. That works good with bridal parties. I
yes.
like that.
Yep. Do you offer that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a big
yes.
thing. And all the weddings I've done over the past 6 months, all the bridesmaids
good.
Had something different. It was something different,
yeah.
but it was all
like
based
all
on
chiffon.
Yes.
Long skirt, but yep. then V-neck to strapless.
Exactly.
To, yeah.
Yes.
One shoulder to off.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I really
mm-hmm.
love
it's
that.
It's easy and it makes all your girls look good.
Like, yes.
It makes everybody look good.
And you really can't really tell they have on different dresses unless you're like me and you're just studying them.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you know, so. All right. Any stories you'd like to share of any of your clients?
What kind of story?
I don't know.
I
just like a
kind of
I don't know. Just maybe a bride who's come in and she had this vision. She wanted one thing. She walked out with another. And I don't. I just.
Do my one of my favorite brides who's coming up. It's
okay.
not a one thing or another thing because I haven't had that one in a long time since my very first bride. But
okay.
Candace, she's like one of my very favorite brides right now. She came in very early on, like I said, when I first opened.
Okay.
And she's gotten dresses for her entire bridal party,
okay.
the bridesmaids, the hostess, the
oh.
mother of the flower girl, and her. And what I love most about her dress, well, what I love most about her experience is that she trusted me with everything.
Okay.
And basically everything is customized. And now that it's all here.
Okay.
And it all looks amazing. She's doing like a blush pink dress and it is gorgeous.
Okay.
Like basically just seeing that whole vision come to life.
I love
yes.
blush pink. Wait
yes.
a minute now.
It's blush pink and then her girls are in like a dusty rose. The hostess are in a gray.
Oh.
The flower girl. It's super pretty.
When is the wedding?
In June.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
And I'll be there. So I'll be showing you videos and
yeah.
stuff. Yes.
I think that's another thing I want you to share with listeners is that you actually show up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if
bridal
you need me to
day.
Get you dressed, I do come and get you dressed on the wedding day just because to eliminate some of the panic.
I love that.
Yes.
You know, and that's
mm-hmm.
not something all bridal salons, boutiques or whatever offer.
Yes, I try to make time for it. I realize that they like it a lot, like my brides.
Oh my gosh,
like
I would love that.
Yes.
If the actual designer came and dressed me
yes.
on the day of,
yes.
absolutely.
Right, I think of it as smaller now, probably because I'm still so new.
No, but I mean, that's something that we'll have to talk off air.
Yeah. yes.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's amazing. So any like behind the scenes, because you do then go to the site of dressing the bride,
mm-hmm.
have there been any like mishaps as far as something broke and you had to do a quick stitch or any behind the scenes things happen?
Nothing with anything breaking, but I do always bring my sew kit and everything like that. But the
okay.
most that happened was one of my brides, the sticky tape, the two-sided tape that I was using wasn't really sticking to her. So we had to do some real adjusting. She was okay, busty, but that's the most thing.
You had to, what, you have to sew her in?
Not necessarily. We had to pull her up because it wasn't sticking. She had bigger boobs, so it wasn't sticking on the lower part. So right. We just had to readjust her and pull her up. And then when we stuck it at the top of her chest, then it
worked. Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
It's always some behind-the-scenes things that happen at weddings.
Yes.
So,
behind-the-scenes drama happens, too, like, even within the wedding party, that I have to, like, calm them down with. You know, so much happens on a wedding day, and you don't want the bride crying.
Yes.
So that happens sometimes, too.
Yes.
And I'm happy that I'm there to kind of ease
their
pain.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, but I'm just talking about with the dress. The biggest thing I always have is I don't go with the bride to know how to bustle them, but the people that do. And then when it comes down, how do I do this again? So I always
have to jump in.
Yes, they always forget.
They always forget.
Are there any tips for not forgetting?
Not forget. The bride needs the bustle. Bride, bring somebody with you who is dedicated to making sure that you are flawless in all parts of the wedding, basically.
Maybe they need to videotape when they go. Not with the phones. They need to videotape.
People have done that before in my profession. They videotape too.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I always end up having to do it. And I'm just like, but I wasn't there when they taught you. But
you don't know if it's buttons, if it's hooks, if it's a loop.
The tie ribbons. Yeah. So.
And those are hard. I don't like those.
Man.
Yes.
I think it's amazing how many. Now, the one I did go to, it was my goddaughter's wedding in May. I did go with her to her final fitting, and they showed me. In fact, did they show me, they were like, go invest in a little latch hook. Because she had the one where you had to do the little loops over the button.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were like, go get you a little latch hook. And sure enough, I have
it
that latch hook.
Easy with the latch hook.
Totally. It's like in my emergency kit now that I'm like, I never thought a latch hook would be.
I didn't know that trick. And now I have a latch hook at home.
Yes.
So I'm going to be
they
bringing
were like,
that.
Just take the latch hook.
Uh-huh.
Choo-choo, choo-choo. I was like, yes.
Yes.
So that worked. But not everyone has the latch hook type of
it's
bustle.
It's all different type of bustles.
It's all different type of bustles. I think the ribbon one is the most challenging. So. All right. Any other pieces of advice you have for brides before we?
The best piece of advice is to let your vision become reality. Do not let anybody tell you anything different, and always stay calm. Like, the vision is going to come together as long as you are in charge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Lori. I am so stoked you're here. Look,
yay.
I'm using the word stoked.
Right?
I don't know why, but
Lori.
Lori, I'm so proud of you. I am totally 100% invested in seeing your boutique succeed.
Thank you.
So I know I refer people. I think you have a great price point that's going to appeal to, you know, that demographic
exactly.
to keep your business in tech for a long time to come. So thank you for those who are listening. I hope you got some great takeaways. Just a few more as far as just keep in mind that if you can give yourself a 10 to 12 month leeway in planning for your bridal fashion because your body changes and you have to leave room for adjustments. And of course, most brides do have a vision, but if you could at least have a vision as you get ready to go start trying on bridal fashion, that would help your bridal boutique immensely. So thank you for listening. This is Lori Lewis of The Director. By the way, you can find Lori, Leanne's Luxury Bridal Boutique online at
Instagram at Leanne's Luxury Bridal, LEANNES Luxury Bridal, and then the same for Facebook or the website.
Great. And you can find me at The Director, THEDIRECTHER, The Director at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And so until next time, thanks for listening.